local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And as mysteriously as we disappeared, we have returned.
He's back.
Yeah, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable. Austin Price here with Chris Bryan in the studio. What's going on, man?
This RFK thing's really starting to blow up. we're talking about Robert Kennedy Jr. is expected to announce his departure from the presidential race.
Yes.
As an independent candidate. That should happen Friday night. Does he not understand that that's football night?
Yeah, so, hey, what, hey, man.
The gall of him doing something on a high school football night.
Yeah, that might be my high school alma mater season opener, man. Yeah, so sorry, RFK. I'm really juggling here.
Friday night? Are you nuts?
Yeah.
Especially Friday night in the South.
Well, and
forget about it. Everybody's watching high school football.
Well, and that's the thing. He's talking about he will reportedly drop out by the end of this week, support former President Trump.
Yep.
And as you said, Chris, he's going to address America on Friday about the present historical moment and his path forward. And he's going to give the speech in Phoenix, Arizona, where perhaps coincidentally Trump will also be holding a rally in nearby Glendale. I don't know if that's coincidental. He may have, because that's the thing, we have confirmation that Trump and RFK have been in talks, correct?
Absolutely.
Right. So it's like they could have collaborated here. This could have been coordinated, perhaps. I'm not sure. But. Or just a coincidence.
Well, I was mentioning to you before we came on the air today, Donald Trump's numbers have gone through the roof since the DNC's been on.
Right.
Harris has lost a lot of numbers.
I find that surprising.
I don't. I like I told you before, I think a lot of people are kind of reading between the lines here and saying, you know, all these great things, but how are you going to do it? You don't even have a plan to how to do these things.
Right.
I'm giving the folks... the voting public, I'm giving them the opportunity to make that decision on their. So I'm giving them saying, you know, let them make an educated decision. But we're seeing the numbers. Look here, I just got this just popped up here. Vice President Kamala Harris facing another setback in the polls. Three surveys in 1 week indicating she is three surveys, not one, two, or three. Three surveys trailing former President Trump now, and she just took over, and Trump just took over Pennsylvania.
Wow. And that's the thing. That's one that she really needed. That was supposed to be a pivotal, I mean, like a knockout punch in Pennsylvania was when she first selected her running mate. And it was like, ooh, that huge rally. Yeah. I always thought it was questionable that she went against Pennsylvania's governor and then spoke in Pennsylvania same day.
Yeah.
I always found that out. I mean, and even if it wasn't that blatant. Yeah. Josh Shapiro on the screen right there.
That's what I'm pointing.
But even if it wasn't that blatant or wasn't that simple, it nonetheless came off that way to people. So, yeah, that wasn't a great start. But the DNC, you know, it's just supposed to be protesters aside, rioting aside. It's supposed to be like a
minor
huge,
things.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a huge, like, conglomeration of the Democratic Party.
Right.
And if you can't establish some unity or catch your stride when that's going on, man, that's a pretty rough look.
In Pennsylvania, fracking a big issue up there. And Harris, up until her, being appointed as the next candidate or whatever, she was totally against fracking. I mean, she was yelling to the stars how bad it is. Check it out. Harris reverses her stand on fracking now.
Right. And that's
totally
why
reversed.
That's why J.D. Vance criticized her, saying, OK, she is consistently inconsistent when it comes to like political views and stuff like that. She seems to be very wishy-washy. And look, politics are that way on both sides. Right. People will switch up or they'll just so happen to forget what they previously said just to get ahead or whatever. But yeah, that's not a good look.
Politico's all over this thing. Headlines about Harris reversing. She hasn't stayed on track for any of her positions. She's flipping everything. So what do you tend to believe if she is elected as the president and she starts flipping all of these policies?
Well, I mean, it's just going to be a stained legacy. That's all it's going to be.
Are you trying to tell me another 4 years?
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. But in all seriousness, without people vote nowadays, for sure. No, I'm just joking.
Hey, do you keep up with, are you a TikTok follower?
Yeah, I'll scroll every now and again.
Okay. I'm not.
I dabble.
Well, I'm just letting you know, I don't do it because I don't want anybody taking my sensitive, information, public information.
Yeah, I don't have an account that I use. I just look on what people are posting.
Gotcha. I bring this up real quick here.
Okay.
U.S. Senator Rick Scott here in Florida, and also Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody, raising concerns. Now, if it's not TikTok, there's a new one to worry about. It's called Temu. I might be pronouncing it wrong.
Yeah,
it's
something like that.
This comes after a congressional investigation uncovered that the company may be illegally selling products made with forced labor in an area of China, which the Chinese Communist Party is committing genocide. Let me tell you, reports are now surfacing. Temu is gathering U.S. consumer information, passing it along to the CCP. Another instance for raising flags on national security. Moody is joined by 19 other attorneys general. I have a hard time saying it. It's attorneys general. I always want to say attorney generals.
That's what I say.
Attorneys general demanding answers from Temu and what are they doing with that research and personal information.
Yeah.
Another TikTok situation developing.
Yeah, we heard about that first last week, and it sounds like it has since caught all the more speed. And yeah, I mean, it really does. You hear this about TikTok, and it's like, okay, you hear it about Temu now, and then you'll hear it, like, we had it with, what was it, the Face app thing, where you could put filters on your face, and they were very popular,
right.
And that was, like, tied to Russia or something, and it's like, yeah, I mean, heck, what isn't tied to a foreign entity at this point? Let's see, just about 5:19.
I will tell you this, and tell you our listeners, we are going to stay all over this Temu issue.
Oh, yeah.
It's just now kind of rolling out, and we're learning more and more as we speak, but I will guarantee you keep it on News Radio 92.3, and we'll keep you informed.
Thank you very much, sir. All righty, 5:19 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather. Sorry about that. Running a little late to it here. Let's see. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads, we do have confirmation that there is an accident on Highway 90 over in the Milton area, causing heavy backups both ways. If you are traveling eastbound, coming from Dogwood Drive, heading into downtown Milton, we've got some backups there. But it's even worse if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. So we will keep you updated on that. Also, it's I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Palafox as well. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound, passing through Wind Haven Beach. As for the weather, just a quick little rundown here. It's 92 degrees. Excuse me, just refreshed. 89 degrees. Ooh, getting chilly. In Pensacola, low of 75 tonight with mostly clear skies. And tomorrow's going to be a high of 91 with a low of 73. What's up, Chris?
What temperature do you set your bedroom?
Geez. I think our home is mid-70s.
This is crazy, but my bedroom at nighttime, 68 degrees.
Wow, that's wild.
I know FPL don't want to hear that. I know. That just blew their marketing campaign about keeping the temperatures. No, I keep it at 68.
Wow.
A lot of covers, but I like it cold.
Yeah, no,
that's why it's getting cool, 89 degrees.
Yeah, getting cool on the outside, maybe. Not in Chris's bedroom.
Absolutely.
All righty, 5:20, we'll take a quick break here. When we return, we'll give you another rundown of some of this DNC stuff going on, and maybe some stuff about RFK. We'll revisit that as well. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
One of my favorite church hymns on the topic of prayer is entitled, I Must Tell Jesus. The four verses deal with two topics, handling heavy burdens and fighting sinful temptation. Here are the words to the first verse. I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for his own. That's powerful, right? Here are the words of the fourth verse. Oh, how the world to evil allures me. Oh, how my heart is tempted to sin. I must tell Jesus and he will help me over the world the victory to win. Ladies and gentlemen, whatever you're facing today, whether it's heavy burdens or it's sinful temptation, take time to pray and tell Jesus and let him work in your life.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at David's Catfish House. David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talk about all the things that are going on in our community, whether it's the Escambia County Commission, the Santa Rosa County Commission, the Milton City Council, bless their hearts, or the Pensacola City Council, and talk to local law enforcement leaders, the mayor, and just try to get you informed about everything that's going on in your world so that when you get to work in the morning, you know, and maybe you laughed, at least a little. That's the goal. You can always listen to the entire show on podcasts or live at newsradio923.com.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Most people's number one priority when it comes to their home is it's comfortable. Hello everyone, Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. For more than 40 years, our team's comfort professionals have dedicated ourselves to making your home comfortable, no matter what the temperature is outside. Our state-of-the-art, high-efficiency comfort systems dramatically reduce humidity inside your home while at the same time reduce energy costs. And they're even more environmentally friendly than systems built just a few years ago. Want to be more comfortable inside your home? I invite you to give me a call at 857-4700. Call today or visit us online at climatechproair.com.
Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get beach time and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Friday at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
The recent global outage had many businesses scrambling to recover. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. The single program made millions of business and government systems inoperable. As an owner, you and your IT team should have a plan in place for when trouble strikes. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, 525 here. We will get a quick check of the roads and weather for you. Had a couple of texters talking about an intersection on Gulf Breeze. Very, very heavily backed up here. Let's see. There is confirmation of an accident causing backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling both east and west. And the name of the road that it is intersecting with is where Kelton Boulevard meets Gondolier Boulevard. But if you don't know where those roads are, the texters mentioned them in a different way. Let's see. It says there was an accident in Gulf Breeze at Grand Point and Via Venice intersection. Villa Venice intersection.
Villa Venice.
Yeah, Villa Venice. All right. So said it wrong three times.
That's
excellent.
Okay.
that's commonplace around here. All righty. So that intersection on Gulf Breeze Parkway does have an accident causing heavy backups at this time. We've had multiple texters mentioning it already.
May I say to you about this accident? There are a lot of four-letter words being flown around Gulf Breeze Parkway this afternoon.
We were told there were already multiple first responders on the scene, so very hectic scene there. We will keep
not
you
good.
Updated on
Just
that.
Not good.
Oh, absolutely not.
Because this time of day, anyway, on 98 East or westbound, the 98 corridor,
it's rough anyway.
Yeah, from the Gulf Islands National Seashore Park there, all the way down to I would say where Lowe's is. You know, there's a Lowe's there and there's a Walmart. It's Tiger Point Lane. That's the name of the road. Right. So, yeah, it's always a mess this time of day. Now, compound that with a wreck. Oh,
exactly.
Joy.
And another place that typically sucks on the roads this hour.
Is one of those four-letter words. There you go.
Yeah, well, maybe close to it. If you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton on Highway 90, that's Caroline Street, we do have some heavy backups there typically at this time every day. But there is an accident there that's causing heavy backups, far heavier than usual. And also got a little bit if you're traveling eastbound towards that same area coming from Dogwood Drive. Outside of that, it's just some of your typical congestion. Pine Forest Road had a little bit if you were traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, but it's cleared out. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street looking kind of rough. And then it's going to be Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. As for the weather, it's 89 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 75 tonight and mostly clear skies. Tomorrow it's going to be a high of 91 with around a 40% chance of thunderstorms. As we proceed through your Thursday, those chances are going to linger into Thursday night where there will be a low of 73.
Moon's almost full.
Yes.
I was driving home last night after the election coverage. It was gorgeous. Hey, I want to pass this on. You've been all over this. First of all, you uncovered this one to the T's today. We're talking about the brush fire over in Garson Point.
Yes.
An update to that story. Of course, you heard it here on News Radio 92.3 on Tuesday, 12-acre wildfire. That fire began in Santa Rosa County, expected to be entirely contained, they're telling me, by later this afternoon. You were just doing a report that they're having flare-ups. Is that correct?
Yeah, there was a bit of a resurgence, it seemed, in the fire in that area. I think it may be dealt with for the most part contained. They were talking about a segment of Garson Point Road in the Mary Kitchens, like near that spot. They were talking about a segment being closed. Don't know if it's still closed. Don't know, and if so, it shouldn't be too severe. You said Avalon Boulevard was looking fine as well.
That's the alternate route. If you have to go Garson Road, and just don't even bother with it. Just go shoot Avalon.
Yeah.
Quicker.
Yeah, just better to be safe than sorry.
Absolutely.
If not anything else. All right, so we're just about a minute out from our Fox News break here. Before we get to break, though, I do want to say we are going to have Bobby Rossi on the line when we return, giving us a live update from the DNC. And I'm sure one of the things that that Chris and I will ask him about is the whole rioting thing that he mentioned yesterday. Got pretty hectic. Reports say that more than 70 people were arrested, and crews have been adding new fencing around the site of the DNC after that violent protest. Just save yourself some syllables. Riot. That's what it was.
That's it.
Pro-Palestinian protesters walked into a large group of police officers last night as they rallied outside the Israeli consulate. They burned American and Israeli flags. There was also a counter-protest with pro-Israel supporters, which, hey, listen, doesn't matter which side you're on. The only thing worse than protesters is a group of counter-protesters that they can clash with. That's very problematic there.
They're all a bunch of knuckleheads out there.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, it's just... As I said, you want a ceasefire? Hey, great. In a perfect world, we'd all want a ceasefire.
Hey, so Chris, do you want to go to Chicago to cover the DNC? Heck no.
Yeah, no.
Are you kidding me?
That's what Bobby's for. Well, and yes, we've got our Fox News break coming up now. We will hear from Bobby in about 8 minutes when we return. Fox News followed by Your Money Now and CBS Sports Minute. Also, maybe after we're done talking with Bobby, we'll cover some sports headlines of our own because we do have a lot going on with these Floridian NFL teams. I'm talking Jags and Dolphins. Stick around for that. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News
and
Radio
92.3. And Bucks,
and the Bucks, and the Bucks.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. Night 3 of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago is about vice presidential nominee Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, who will formally accept the nomination and give a speech. We're also going to hear tonight from former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and former President Bill Clinton. Last night, some 70 protesters were arrested in Chicago as they continued to rail against the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. Chicago City Council member Raymond Lopez on the Fox News Channel.
We've gotten to this point because people like my mayor, Brendan Johnson, baby and encourage these individuals to act this way in our city. And rather than set the tone and say that we will not tolerate this, he has been silent since yesterday, and it's unacceptable.
Former President Trump at a rally in Asheboro, North Carolina, speaking out against the Biden administration's push to increase the use of electric vehicles.
The United Auto Workers has a grossly incompetent man at the head.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. An interest rate cut next month is now likely after minutes from the July meeting were released today. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is expected to give a little more insight on the bank's strategy next month, coming Friday at a summer retreat in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Microsoft says it will now release its controversial Recall AI search feature for Windows users to test beginning in October. Recall takes screenshots of activity so people can search for information that they saw earlier. Security researchers quickly expressed their concerns, though, over the risks of capturing images without users' consent. On Wall Street, stocks were higher, the Dow up 55, the S&P 500 gaining 23, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ grew by 102. The Chinese government is not happy with the European Union over tariffs on EV imports. Yesterday, the EV lowered tariffs on Tesla to 9%. That's Your Money Now.
Pure opportunity. It's what Michigan is all about. The opportunity to do more. The opportunity to connect with the best talent. The opportunity for people of all backgrounds to grow and expand their business. The opportunity to live and work in a state where paychecks go further. The opportunity is now, and it's right here in Michigan. Visit MichiganBusiness.org to discover all the ways the Michigan Economic Development Corporation can help your business thrive.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
This is Sean Levine with a Sports Minute. I was thinking about the best current wide receivers in the NFL. Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, Amon-Ra St. Brown, CeeDee Lamb, and Tyreek Hill. But the difference between Tyreek Hill and those other four guys is I also think he's a top five wide receiver of all time. Not quite Randy Moss, not quite Calvin Johnson, Larry Fitzgerald, or Jerry Rice, but he makes the list. I'm Sean Levine.
All right. All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this. If something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Call it right now on News Radio 92.3, just past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Got a couple of accident reports here. Let's see. If you are traveling, this is going to be westbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards the Grand Place subdivision, I believe. We do have some very heavy backups there from a previously reported traffic incident, causing backups going both directions, west and east. Also have some issues on Highway 90, that's Caroline Street. If you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, there was an accident report there, still causing very heavy backups. It's going to push you up well past the Circle K there. Outside of that, it's just a bit more of the usual spots. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street and Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. As for the weather, it's 89 degrees in Pensacola, partly cloudy skies. As we get into tonight, it's going to be a low of 75. Tomorrow, it's going to be a chance of thunderstorms lingering around, about 40% throughout the day, with a high of 91 and a low of 73. That is your traffic and weather together. And we do have a caller, but he ain't just nobody. He's Bobby Rossi at the DNC. Bobby, how's it going, my man?
And I will tell you, it's going great. I got my radio equipment set up and decided to go get something to eat. So Andrew and I are taking off. We're at a rib place right now. So I got some rib and brisket sitting right in front of me.
All right. You know, Bobby, I heard you. I heard you talking about, you said brisket, correct?
That's all I got was the brisket.
Yeah, we got the brisket thing.
I got some good fatty brisket in front of me and half rack of ribs.
Okay.
So, not to tear into them.
Well, that's the thing, because you had asked me about the sound quality when we called you up, and it has worsened now. I don't know what changed.
It seems like the crowd has gotten busier, so that's what's happened.
Yeah, okay. Because it does sound like we hear some background noise, but it's no problem. I think we can make out what you're saying eventually.
Hey, Bobby, going into day three here, what have we learned so far from the DNC?
All right, what we've learned is this. Let me put it this way. So the AP during the RNC had put an article and said that the RNC is just a pep rally for Trump. This is an anti-pep rally for Trump, is what this is. Right. It's not even a pep rally for Kamala. Usually the DNC is a pep rally for whoever the candidate is. This is an anti-pep rally against Trump. That's what it is. In fact, yesterday I saw Fox News actually put out a thing, but it's something that Andrew and I had already been talking about as well, is they're not talking about issues at all. They're not talking about how Kamala is going to fix this or fix that. They're talking about how Trump is, hey, if we re-elect Trump, we're going to all die, so we have to elect Kamala. It's like, wait, okay. And that's really been the theme. Last night with Michelle and Barack speaking, was the first time it started getting away a little bit from the anti-Trump speech. I mean, they both still did their part of that, but at least they took half of their speeches and talked about hope and talked about a positive future and things like that. But for the most part, this is an anti-Trump rally. It's like 3 days of anti-Trump.
Yeah, it's not good to have the narrative be, hey, listen, you know, vote for Kamala Harris because she's all we got. You don't really want that to be the narrative, especially when she was kind of slapped up there after a sudden departure from who was originally supposed to be going, which was, of course, Joe Biden. All right, so, Bobby, we had touched on this earlier, and even you had in one of the sound bits you sent us last hour. So, obviously, there was a lot of rioting, about 70 arrested last night.
Yeah.
And you said that had seemingly died down a bit. Is there any update on that, or is there any reason that you may have as to why it was so severe yesterday in particular?
Well, yeah, yesterday the group that was particularly trying to organize it One is they expected to have thousands of people there with them. And it have only been a little more than 100. And they came there with the purpose last night to instigate. Their rally yesterday was, as I mentioned in the cut last hour, make it great, 68. What happened in 1968 at the DNC? Massive rioting in the streets. And so think about it. Who thinks 68 was great other than an anarchist? And so those are who the people were. It was in charge last night. Their other chant last night was, we don't want no Israeli state. Or I don't know if they said we don't want no, but that, we don't want an Israeli state, whatever. We want it like 48. What happened in 48? That's when the boundaries were drawn. It's when the Israeli state came about. So the people that were in charge last night were strictly anarchists. They want to overthrow everything. And so they'd rather have rioting in the streets, because then the propaganda on the streets was about the Labor Party and support the Party of Labor. This is the communists that were organized last night. They don't like Democrats. They don't like Republicans. They want to blow it all up and start over with a complete communist state. So they're using this event, these events, they're using these pro-Palestinian groups to try to further their cause, which is anarchy right now.
Man, I mean, and that's the thing. If it is about anarchy, and if it's not about, listen, we're not going to criticize one party over the other, I'm just surprised that this was not such a pressing issue at the RNC.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know why. The RNC, they were expecting lots and lots of protesters, and hardly anybody showed up at the RNC. I surmise that the reason for that was because it was 2 or 3 days right after the attempted assassination of former President Trump.
Right.
And so I think a lot of the protesters were like, we don't want to give the Secret Service a reason to shoot us.
Hey, Bobby.
Because now they're on edge.
Hey,
and
Bobby.
They can do something. Go ahead.
Bobby, if you look back at the past couple of days here, do you think it's been positive for Harris's campaign? And the reason I'm bringing this up, got a couple of reports coming in here. Former President Trump surging ahead of Harris in at least one betting market after receiving a surprise boost as the DNC continues in Chicago. Trump has regained his position as front runner. This is according to Polymarket. Traders gave Trump a 52% chance of winning. Harris's odds dropped to 47%. On top of that, getting another report here just minutes ago, Vice President Harris facing another setback in the polls with three surveys in this week indicating she's trailing former President Trump now in Pennsylvania. Has the DNC been good for her or not good for her?
I still think it's good for her. I'm surprised to see the polls already jumping that way. I've been actually telling people privately that I felt like she would get a boost from this. And then the reality would start setting in that the last 4 years and the inflation and all the problems, she's part of it. And that would settle in. Maybe it's starting to happen a little bit earlier than later. I'll say one thing. Last night, you know, you had like Michelle Obama saying, I have hope for the country now with Kamala. And she goes, and I just realized I've been mourning the loss of hope until now. And I was like, well, and then I saw MSNBC this morning. Somebody said, well, yeah, we were mourning the loss of hope because we had Trump and then we had COVID. So it's nice to have Kamala now giving us hope. And it's like, wait a minute, something happened between Trump, COVID, and Kamala. So if you've been mourning the loss of hope, I mean, Biden didn't give it to you. He didn't give you the hope either. And the voters are not stupid. They're going to start correlating the two and go, wait a minute, we didn't have hope the last 4 years. And Kamala was the VP. And so they're going to start tying that together. So if the polls are recently coming out here the last hour are starting to show that she's had a drop in the polls.
And they are showing that.
I guess it's starting to catch up. It's catching up faster than what I think the DNC is still helping her. Of course, tonight when we make a major shift and start focusing on Tim Walz. And then tomorrow is Kamala Day. And so we'll see. I still think she's going to get a bump from this, but it's not going to last. Voters are going to go, hey, look, our economic woes that are really pressing us right now are because of her. And they were hoping for answers this week. And instead, all they've gotten is anti-Trump.
Hey, Bobby, Joe Biden relied so heavily on that teleprompter. Watching the Obamas last night, did somebody write their speeches, and were they reading off that prompter?
Yes, they definitely wrote the speeches, and they definitely were reading off the teleprompter. I don't know how much Michelle or Barack contributed to the speeches, but somebody did. I mean, they might have wrote, but yeah, they still use teleprompter, and they're just both fantastic orators. Even though Andrew McKay thinks that Barack Obama's boring. Did I just call you out on accident? Oh, my bad. I think he's a fantastic orator, though. He didn't pause as much. Andrew did point out he does think that Barack Obama got sharper on his delivery than what he did when he was in office.
Well, he's had more time to practice.
He has had a lot more time to practice, yeah. He's had a lot more speeches than he gets paid a lot of money to do speeches around the country, so... but no, they both did a fantastic job. I mean, if you missed Pensacola Morning News this morning, we both were just raving about how fantastic Michelle did ever speaking. If you were in the room, it was electrifying. The hair on your arms was just vibrating. It was just amazing to be there and to see how much she was able to work the crowd in a good way. I'm not saying it's bad. I mean, she was able to work the crowd and just had everybody fired up. When Barack Obama came out and said, I'm the only man crazy enough to follow Michelle, he wasn't joking. it was a hard follow-up.
Well, I got to tell you guys, it is so refreshing when I flip on that. The alarm radio goes off and you guys are on in Chicago. No, nobody's doing that here in Pensacola. Congratulations. You guys are doing a great job up there. But what are we expecting? And I asked you this, I think it was like 2 days ago. What are we expecting to hear from Walls tonight?
We're expecting to get a little bit of his background, obviously, and who he is. I'm hoping he'll go a little bit more than what J.D. Vance did. And J.D. Vance introduced us to the world, introduced us to the world. He mostly gave anecdotes from his life, but he didn't really tell us where he's at policy-wise and how he was going to be a support to Trump. I'm hoping we get that from Walt. I hope, yes, give us the anecdotes. Tell us who you are. Tell us where you came from. But also tell us where you stand with policy and why you're going to be such a great support to Kamala in accomplishing her agenda.
Well,
that's what I'm hoping. I don't know if we'll get that.
Washington Post headlines looking out here is saying Walt's caught in a lie again. How does he deal with that on stage in terms of people are really being very, very dissecting in terms of what he has to say?
Right now, he's not worried about that. I mean, the lies that come out of almost everything. Here's one lie we keep hearing over and over and over from almost every speaker. Trump's Project 2025 agenda. Right. Oh, my gosh. The Trump administration has all but, like, if they could burn Project 2025 to the ground, they would have already. And they've done everything they can to distance themselves from Project 2025, coming out with public statements, blasting them, celebrating when the head of Project 2025 steps down. And yet every speaker brings up Trump's Project 2025 like it's a flat lie. But see, the preaching to the people right now, they're not going to fact check them. They're listening to them, and they don't really care about the lies. So if Tim Walz keeps getting caught in these lies, right now they're not worried about that here at the DNC. So on stage, he doesn't have to worry about it. He doesn't have to worry about it. If I say something wrong, is this going to get thrown back at me? I'm going to get booed on stage. That's not going to happen because they're throwing out lies left and right.
Yeah, absolutely. All righty, Bobby. As Chris said, y'all are doing a fantastic job, and we look forward to hearing from you a little bit more as we go through the show and as we go through the rest of this week. Y'all take care, okay?
All right, I
got
to eat my rib. Talk to you later.
All righty, bye-bye. All right.
He's doing that to rub that in. You know that.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, every time we've mentioned Bobby, you've mentioned something about his eating in Chicago, so he may just be leaning into the role.
Well, I love it because he's probably going to come back with some great recipes for us.
That would be awesome.
Bring the food back with you, Bobby.
Let's see. Just about 5:51 here. We'll take a quick break, but before we do, just want to give a minor update on the roads. All right, so we still have some heavy backups on Gulf Breeze Industries Parkway near the intersection with Grand Place, the Grand Place subdivision. That's Kelton Boulevard and Gondolier Boulevard. I could be butchering that. Please forgive me. But we do have heavy backups going both ways there. And on Highway 90, Caroline Street, if you're traveling westbound, approaching Blackwater River and trying to head into downtown Milton, we had an accident there earlier that's still causing very heavy backups at this time. Let's see. 551, we'll take a quick break. When we return, we will get one last quick check of the roads and weather, followed by some of those NFL headlines we had hinted at back before the Fox News break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, hear from local community leaders on how Sunny's Barbecue is helping to build a strong Pensacola. With four Sunny's locations serving the News Radio listening area, Navy Boulevard, Pine Forest, 9th Avenue, and Pace. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sonny that Eldon sent you.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and installation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 5:55 here. I gave you a bit of a little hint at some of the biggest traffic issues right before we went to break after the Bobby Rossi interview there. But we'll get a deeper look at both the roads and weather here. So did want to mention, because this is the biggest spot right now, on Gulf Breeze Parkway, I said Grand Place earlier, it's Grand Point Subdivision. Right at the entrance of the Grand Point Subdivision, we do have a heavy backup on Gulf Breeze Parkway going both ways because of an accident report reported early this hour. Also have some backups. This is a good ways up north, but nonetheless want to touch on it. Highway 29 at the intersection of Muskogee Road, or I think that's how you say it, Muskogee. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've lost all my confidence here.
You're good.
An accident report is also at that intersection, causing very heavy backups going both north and south on Highway 29. Then it's going to be Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Still got heavy runoffs from an accident over there.
Bad accident today. Happened about 1:15 this afternoon. 61-year-old Pensacola man. He died after a pickup truck crashed into a bicyclist this afternoon. The 61-year-old, by the way, was the bicycle rider in this accident. Happened around 1:15, like I said, at the intersection of W and, let's see here, it was West Jordan Street and North Pace Boulevard. FHP is confirming today the crash involved an 83-year-old Pensacola man. He was the driver of the pickup truck. The 61-year-old bicyclist was the unfortunate victim in this crash. That bicyclist was pronounced dead on the scene. No further details have been released on this unfortunate accident today. And one of our staff members came in right after this happened, and she actually witnessed this thing.
And really?
She was pretty torn up about it, and rightly so.
Oh, my goodness.
But, yeah, terrible accident happening 1:15 this afternoon at the intersection of West Jordan Street and North Pace Boulevard.
All righty. Thank you very much, Chris. And as for our weather, we got Alan Strum in the seat here for us. Alan, what's it looking like?
It will be another nice night with overnight lows dropping down between 70 and 75 degrees. All clear in the skies, but the weather changes back on Thursday. The humidity returns to the area, and we've got a chance for thunderstorms. Our rain chance Thursday runs at about 60%, so look for some scattered thunderstorms in the area, especially during the afternoon hours. High temp near 90 degrees. Jumping ahead, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the rain chance is 40%. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. All righty. So, not some of the most pressing news in the world at this moment, but it's something that I said we'd get to, and we haven't gotten to it all afternoon, so why not now? Because we just got a couple minutes left anyway. Let's see. So I mentioned that there were a few moves regarding our Floridian NFL teams here. And I mentioned the Dolphins and Jags in particular, but Chris mentioned you mentioned the Buccaneers, and they did have a move, so I don't want to neglect them. But we will go ahead and get theirs out of the way here. They have decided who their starting center will be this season. Rookie Graham Barton will start at the position. 22 years old, drafted 26th overall out of Duke. The Bucs host the Miami Dolphins on Friday to wrap up the preseason. Speaking of the Dolphins, this is a bit of a scare. Brace yourselves. Pro Bowl wide receiver Tyreek Hill dealing with a hand issue. Multiple reports say that he was wearing a brace on his right hand at yesterday's practice. He did not catch any passes during the session. Of course, he's 30 years old, led him with 1,800 yards and 13 touchdowns last year. And the Fins finished their preseason schedule, of course, with Tampa Bay. I don't know why I read that twice.
And my comment on that is it a contract year for that guy?
Yeah, that is.
No, I'm being very serious.
That's a good question.
That injury could be extended a long time if it's a contract year, or it could be shorter.
Yeah.
Ever notice a player gets a 3-year contract or so? First 2 years, mediocre. That last year, they buff it up and they blow it out because they got to negotiate a new contract. Well, look what I did this year. Well, look what you did the first 2 years.
Right.
So I just wonder if it was a contract.
Oh, no. I would hope not. But yeah, the NFL, I mean, it's a business, very strategic one on both ends, not just with the franchises, with the players as well. And then thirdly here, the Jaguars bringing in a familiar face. According to the NFL Network, quarterback E.J. Perry is signing with the Jags. He has had two separate stints with their practice squad and was in training camp with the team back in 2022. He was with the Michigan Panthers of the UFL in the spring. He comes to Jacksonville as quarterback C.J. Beathard deals with a groin injury. Ugh. The Jags wrap up their preseason at the Atlanta Falcons. That is also on Friday. So, man, all three of our NFL teams, our state's NFL teams, rather, playing their final preseason games on Friday. So that's a night to watch, along with the high school football we talked about earlier this hour.
Friday night football.
Right. So we've got, let's see, we've got high school football, NFL preseason football, Floridian preseason football, and RFK.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Make sure you remember RFK's announcement Friday night.
Yeah,
why would he do it on Friday night?
For this demographic, we've got a very tight contest here for who's going to have the most attention. All righty, just about 6 o'clock here. We'll wrap up hour two of Pensacola now.
Oh, by the way, I just thought I'd tell you, Nancy Pelosi has been added to the speakers list tonight.
Yes, she is speaking tonight. Thank you for mentioning that. As we get into our top of hour WEAR news, I'll give you a quick little rundown of everything going on. And then, of course, we will too, just like always. Once again, you're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Don't go anywhere. We get quite lonely in here.